Today on Core Values, knives on planes.
This decision by the TSA now to allow passengers to bring small knives aboard aircraft is puzzling. I mean, was there really a pent-up demand by passengers to carry knives? It's not even the obvious fact that box cutters were the weapon of choice on 9/11. It's simply the inconsistent security process passengers have been forced to endure. Like my 83-year-old dad given a thorough pat-down. My then 8-year-old daughter subjected to a complete search of her American Girl suitcase while I waltz through security untouched. Somebody as recognizable as Dan Quayle is pulled out of line for extra screening. We have to take our shoes, belts, and wristwatches off and empty our pockets of change, but we can take a knife through? Look, what happened on 9/11 won't happen again for three reasons. Passengers will never be compliant again. We saw that with the fourth hijacked plane 12 years ago. Cockpit doors are now heavily secured. Most pilots are armed, and many flights have air marshals. Reconsidering the entirety of airport security is overdue, and it's a core value.
Chris Core, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.